from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 224 killed in Russian airliner crash. Egyptian Prime Minister Sharif Ismail has confirmed the crash of a Russian passenger plane with 224 people aboard less than a half hour after the plane took off from the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. The plane was en route to the Russian city of St. Petersburg. The cause of the crash is not known. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, the first stop of a five-nation tour of Central Asia.
We all know that the United States was among the very first nations to recognize the Kyrgyz Republic's independence. And as Erlan said, that was 24 years ago. It's hard to believe now that so much time has passed so quickly. Since then, we have proudly, staunchly supported this country's independence, its sovereignty, its territorial integrity. And I can assure you that is not going to change.
U.S. officials see Mr. Kerry's visits as a means to assure the nations of their U.S. ties at a time when relations between the U.S. and their Russian neighbor are cooling. Before going to Bishkek, Secretary Kerry and other world powers, including Russia, were in Vienna, where they approved a U.N. plan to bring Syria's government and the opposition to talks. Representatives of 17 countries, plus the United Nations and the European Union, attended. A small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against Islamic State militants. And the White House says President Obama has authorized fewer than 50 U.S. Special Operations Forces. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.